Hi, Undisclosed listeners. This is Susan Simpson, and I wanted to let you know about a new show I'm producing with a team from Red Marble Media. That's the same folks you heard from in Season 5 of Undisclosed, when we covered the case of Jeff Titus. The new show is called Proof, and in our first season, we cover a case from somewhere that Undisclosed listeners will be very familiar with, Floyd County, Georgia. So join us as we head back to Rome to take a deeper look at a murder case that never got the investigation it deserved. Episode 1 of Proof will be released Monday, March 7th, and is available wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a sneak peek of the case we'll be covering in our first season. October 18th, 1996. A gunshot rattles the walls of a double-wide trailer on the outskirts of Rome, Georgia.
The gun was between Brian's feet. Josh was backed up in the corner. Brian was laying on his right side, like he had just fell off his bed.
Josh met me at the door, saying, I didn't mean to kill him, Michael. I didn't mean to kill him.
15-year-old Brian Bowling is dead. His best friend says they've been playing Russian roulette and that Brian shot himself.
They just took Josh's word for it and, you know, poor kid, played Russian roulette and he lost.
But within a year, two teenagers, Kane Joshua Story and Daryl Lee Clark, are convicted and sentenced to life in prison, where they remain today.
There's a warrant issued for my arrest for conspiracy to commit murder. I said, I know I haven't done anything like this. I said, I don't even know anybody just did.
I'm Susan Simpson, and in the first season of my new podcast, Proof, I'm returning to Rome, Georgia, to search for answers in a case that's been forgotten for 25 years.
I don't think I knew that you were even there that night.
Not really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't question me or anything like that.
What seemed at first to have been a tragic, self-inflicted accident quickly turned into what prosecutors say was an elaborate gang-related conspiracy to commit murder.
They tried to say we were all a gang and we were called free birds, but it wasn't.
And I just kept snooping around in his bedroom looking, and that's when I come upon the pillow. It was stuffed in the wall, and it had brain matter on it, blood.
Is this a story about a group of teenagers who plotted to murder their friend and almost got away with it? Or is it a story about investigators who would go to any lengths to make their case and a resulting miscarriage of justice?
Dallas Bowles wanted both of these guys. He wanted both of these boys. He's just a dirty, dirty cop.
I didn't have nothing to do with any of that. I wasn't even there when Brian killed himself.
What really happened to Brian Bowling 25 years ago? And if it wasn't an accident, are the two teenagers that police arrested the ones who were actually responsible for his death? Tune into Proof wherever you listen to podcasts starting March 7th, with new episodes every Monday.